Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is unbelievable. I mean, on so many levels. But before I get into it, I first want to acknowledge Veterans Day and a profound gratitude that I feel for veterans everywhere and their families and really anybody who has ever served the United States of America. Again, just profound gratitude. That leads us to somebody I don't feel gratitude toward. One Adam Crowley. This guy is unbelievable. Sean Meyer's in. Limits is gone. Bob's gone. Everybody's gone. I don't know where anybody is. Bob's at the Tomlin news conference. Crowley, I tune in on the way in. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. And this guy is sick and clearly sick. And then I come in here and he lies to me and tells me I'm not sick. I was sick, but now I'm not. He wasn't sick because he didn't sound sick. Now he is because he sounds sick. Plus, it's 72 degrees in here.
He's trying to hide something from you.
Well, it's the same thing as when I met him when he first came here. He intentionally put out his hand and said, Adam Crowley, you know, good to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I said, welcome aboard. Then he tells me he had explosive diarrhea.
I heard that. Yeah. His first ever shift, right?
Yeah. His first ever shift.
Watch that set a tone for his tenure here.
Pronunciation there. Don't leave out a letter.
Yes.
This guy, did I say it was 72 degrees? It's like an incubation, situation here for being sick.
And it's sometimes like it's subarctic back here. So there's a,
right. There's a
great
balance.
Contrast.
There's a balance there. Breathing, spitting on the microphone, all of that. I had to use the Bob Pompiani mannequin over there I was waving it back and forth to get all the germs out. And so, and then Crowley, last year, I think he's the one that gave me COVID by coming in here when he was sick. Now, I'm sure he didn't know he had COVID, but Sean, don't you think you need to stay home when you're sick? Do
yes.
The show from home. We have the technology.
Yeah.
I don't need that right now. I don't need that from Crowley. I don't. But there's bigger news here. As I walked in, of course, nobody's here today. So there's a huge crowd out at the front desk that, you know, things like concert tickets, all kinds of things. I believe that situation has now been cleared. But I say hello to people this morning. And lo and behold, there's a man named Sean Stanziana from North Huntington, a Brashear grad. And he tells me, before we're even introduced, I saw Ron Cook in Florida. This man, Sean Stanziana, from North Huntington, spotted Ron Cook in the wild. Sean, how are you today?
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
I've never been better, and I value your inquiry. It looks like you're doing well, yes?
I'm doing well.
You coming to the party Monday for our Marconi Award?
I'll be there. Now I got the invite. I'll be there.
Yeah, everybody's invited.
VIP.
Where is it at again, Sean? It's at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. Monday, we celebrate the Marconi, and the first 300 guests, we're buying them a drink. So, yeah, you should be there, Sean.
Absolutely.
It was incredible to meet you. And the first thing you say to me this morning, Donnie Football will be there, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know if Bob will bother to show up.
Donnie Football and chicken wings. That's
yeah,
all
we'll,
you need.
We'll find out on Monday. The important news here is you spotted Ron Cook in the wild, and you told me right away. So please just describe the scene, how this came about. The floor is yours.
I walked in, like you said, Ron in the wild. Blew my mind. He had a bear in front of him, a woman on each side.
What?
And a smirk on his face.
And a smirk or a smile?
It was a smirk.
Oh, yeah?
It was a smirk. Funny part about it is I asked to take a picture with him. He said no pictures.
Wow.
He's that status now down there.
So you sensed that he already, was it? You said it was a tiki bar?
Yeah, tiki bar on Fort Myers Beach.
Sean, this is unbelievable.
With a woman on each side of him?
With a woman on each side of him. He's gone full James Worthy here.
He's the king of South Florida right now.
Could you tell that? Was this Ron's new version of Jurgles or Domenico's that he owned the place, basically?
Most definitely. Only thing he was missing was a steak.
Did he say hello? Did you interact with him?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him for about 5 minutes, but he was too busy. He was too entertained.
What time of the day was this?
It was about 7 o'clock at night.
7 at night, so sort of happy hour times.
Oh, yeah. He's extended happy hour.
What did you talk about with Ron?
Just talked about how he's doing down in South Florida.
Yeah.
If you miss his Pittsburgh, talk to you guys still. He's, you know, had nothing but good things to say.
Is he liking it down there?
He's living his best life.
Yeah?
He had his flip-flops on.
Oh, my God. He definitely had a flowered Hawaiian Florida type shirt on. Yeah.
Typical Ron.
And did he look good? He looked good when I saw him down there right when he moved there. He had lost weight. He had a he's the only person I've ever met, and I'm serious about this, who went from having a perpetual scowl to a perpetual smile overnight.
Oh, yeah. That sun will do it to you.
Yeah. So he looked happy. He looked in shape.
He looked happy. Had a nice little golden tan to him.
Wow.
He's living it up.
Well, next, are you going back there at all soon? Or?
Yeah, I'll be down January full time.
Okay, so. Full time.
Yeah,
you and Ron could become friends.
Married? I'm divorced.
Perfect. So is Ron.
Even better.
You guys can hit the happy hour trail every single night.
I'm sure we got the hookups down there. Beer and chicken tenders. That's all we need.
A man of Donnie Football's heart, right there. Beer and chicken tenders is all you need, Sean. I appreciate you joining me, man.
Thank
you, I think you, to answer the one question, no, Ron has not been in touch much. So when you become friends with him and you obviously know where to find him, you're going to be our link back to Ron Cook. And I'm glad he's happy. I'm glad you saw him. He appears to be doing well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
All right, man. Take care. Sean, what'd you make of this?
It sounds like Ron is flourishing in our absence, to be honest.
He made one of the great life moves, I think, in history. He really did. He was so done. I think that's fair to say.
He was tired.
He was worn out. It was time never to write another column. It was time never to have to come in here and deal with me again. I mean, I turned the man into, he was singing my songs by the end of it. As Shelby Cassesi, who I saw, she's great. She was on PXI the other night, back in the studio, running things for the Steeler game. She came in when we used to have updates. You remember? We used to have news anchor updates. She was one of our news anchors. And she came in, and Ron burst into one of my nonsensical songs. Then there was silence, and then Shelby looked at me and said, "You broke him." And I feel like that was true. I feel like I contributed to Ron's, I won't call it a breakdown, but the end of things. He was clearly done.
His spiral.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he's happy down there. What a scene to paint. A beer in front of him, a woman on his right, a woman on his left in a tiki bar with flip-flops. He is living the life that he wants to live, and I admire him for that, and I'm happy.
He's probably extremely tan at all times. He's probably lost a little bit of weight, maybe some of the hair even growing back. I would imagine he is.
Even on his back, yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10 for Ron right now.
It's just incredible. Speaking of which, did you see Bo Derek at the game the other night?
The perfect 10.
Yes.
I did
she
not.
She was there. They showed her at the Chargers-Steelers game.
She was the big hot commodity back in, what, like the 70s?
Oh, yeah, when I was growing up. Maybe Ron will meet her in Florida. Can you imagine if Ron and Bo Derek hook up and maybe get married down in Florida?
No, I cannot imagine that, to be honest with you.
All right. That was a treat to walk into that today and meet Sean Stanziana from Bashir High School. What a classic Pittsburgher he is, huh? Beautiful. All right, Sean. Here's where we begin today. Really picking up on the madness that Crowley was talking about. Because we're starting with the Mike Tomlin talk again. I got a bunch of questions in the old Post-Gazette mailbag today about what's going to happen with Mike Tomlin. Is he going to be here next year? Would they ever move on from him? What would it take to move on from him? The mailbag was just laced with these kinds of questions. What would it take to move on from Tomlin? Do you really think it could happen? One guy phrased it. He basically said, you know, put me at peace here. Is this just tell me that even if they lose the rest of their games, Tomlin's not coming back, is he? And hold on a second here. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I said, absolutely not. Of course he's not coming back. I will give you peace there. That's just, it's not happening. They could lose the rest of their games by 30 points and it's not happening. However, the talk has begun again. Rich Eisen talking about it. On who does he work for? NFL Network? I don't even know at this point who he works for. He was talking about it. And Cabali on the morning show with Crowley was just absolutely lost his mind. Or did he? Or did he? Let's talk about that. Somebody calling me in the middle of my show. Oh, my God.
It's not Cabali calling you.
It might be Cabali. It might be Greg Stanziano, and it might be Ron Cook straight from Florida. It could be. Let's hear Rich Eisen, because you know this is only going to intensify, and I have some thoughts on it, and I'm sure you do too out there at 412-928-9370. I'm sure you do. Let's hear Eisen.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants.
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season. But we are still, let's be honest, 8 days removed.
I imagine he said from a smashing win over the Colts, man, has he changed his tune, Rich Eisen. It wasn't long ago he was telling Steeler fans, you're crazy for being, you know, the least bit upset with what you have there. Be thankful. Be grateful. Can you imagine? And maybe the opportunity will present itself again. That might be the important thing to remember here. I don't think Art's going to move on it. I don't think he would. There's the rest of the season to play out, too. I realize that a lot of this is premature. My God, you had people calling Crowley today saying, let's boycott the Steelers. We need to hold off on that kind of talk. And the fire Tomlin chance, will that happen this season? How about we wait and see what happens here? Because they are in first place. They've beaten two of the top three teams in the AFC, and there's the rest of the season to play. I'm open-minded to what could happen the rest of the season. However, at the same time, this feels like it's teetering again. And two guys come to mind first. Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin. I heard the PM guys talking about Rodgers yesterday, how he was the big story the other day. He was, for sure. And how there's extra worry when a guy gets to be this age. My opinion yesterday was he gets a bad game. He does. That doesn't mean I don't have concern about him for the immediate future, because sometimes when it happens in sports that you're done, it happens right away. It's not a slow decline. It's off a cliff right away. So there is two things can be true. A, this guy's been pretty darn good this season, as everybody on the station's been talking about and putting out there. And as all of you can see, he's been pretty darn good, better than we all thought. He gets a bad game. That's A. B, there's absolutely, when he plays that poorly and is his age, absolutely a higher level of concern regarding a 41-year-old than with anybody else. Both of those things can be true. Monitoring closely. Monitoring closely Aaron Rodgers from here on out. I think he's going to come back and play well against the Bengals because how could he not? But we'll see from there on out. The Tomlin situation, well, I've already said it. I think he could lose all of the rest of the games by 30 points, and Art Rooney would not have a thought in his head about a mutual parting of the ways, a non-mutual parting of the ways, or anything like that. But I can guarantee you that if it seems possible for another team to go after Tomlin, they will. New York Post reporting that the Giants, I guess, would be interested or that that would be a good match, something like that. So what if Art got a call from the Giants? We'd like to trade for Tomlin. This seems like a good place to listen to Cabali from the morning show talking about Art and talking about this situation and how it might relate to the draft being in Pittsburgh. Go ahead.
I mean, whether you think he deserves to be fired or not deserve to be fired, moved on, tired of it, you're having one of your biggest events of your city, your organization, with the draft coming here in April, and you're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're going to be just wrapping up or just have a new coach. Do you think that Art Rooney wants to do that with a guy?
Okay, now wait a second.
19 years and a guy that's been still had under contract until the 2027 season.
Of all,
yes or no? Yes and no. Let me clarify there. No, I don't think Art would. I don't. I agree with Cabali there. But yes, I think he should. And if he truly wanted to win the day and win the city and win the draft, he would pick up the phone when the Giants call instead of hanging up on them like they're a telemarketer, like he did with the Chicago Bears, and say, you want Mike Tomlin? We'll take your pick in the first round. Done deal. Can you imagine if the Steelers in Pittsburgh stepped to the podium with the third overall pick? That's where the Giants are right now. With the third overall pick in the draft, having just hired a new coach, a fresh energy a new start. I feel very, very comfortable saying that at least at this moment, and again, I'm very willing to let the rest of this season play out. Mike Tomlin deserves that. Aaron Rodgers deserves that. Let's see. See how it plays out. They win the game the other night. You know, they're 6-3. People are feeling good. It was another smashing night for Steeler Nation, just commandeering another stadium. I mean, it's not like things are lost now, but I think we'd all be feeling very different. Now, instead, they got smashed. I get it. But the week before, they smashed a team that's now 8-2. So he deserves that. Rodgers deserves that. But we're monitoring closely. That's the word I would use. And right now, the Giants are 2-8. New Orleans is 2-8. There's a bunch of teams 2-7. And Tennessee is 1-8. So how about this? Especially now that Jackson Dart appears to be out. What if Art Rooney could walk to that podium or whoever is going to make the pick with the number one overall draft pick? You don't think that there would be an unbelievable energy in this city to get a fresh start? And as I'm and to have that, to have a franchise quarterback, to have a new coach, and it would be good for Tomlin too. As I mentioned, we've been through all this with the Bears last season. He'd go be the conquering hero in New York, and he might very well have a great run. He already has a franchise quarterback, I think. I think a lot of people do. If Jackson Dart can stay concussion-free, that dude has been spectacular this season, considering all his weapons are gone. I mean, did you see him in the game the other day before he took another headshot? He ran for like 70 yards and 2 touchdowns. He threw for like 260. Nothing's written in stone yet with him, but he sure seems like he's a guy. So Tomlin goes to New York City with the world by the you-know-whats, and a franchise quarterback, a young franchise quarterback, and some other talent there, by the way. They've got some high-end pieces. I think it would be the ideal scenario. So I sort of agree and disagree with Cabali, because I agree that Art wouldn't do it. I don't think he will. I think he's afraid. But I disagree that the picture that Cabali paints of can you imagine if he were to do this when the draft is in Pittsburgh, get rid of it, as if it would play poorly. It would play better than anything short of a Super Bowl win. Are you kidding me? To have a top three pick and a new coach in this town right now? But those are still topics for the future. They are. Because right now, as we sit here today, it is a wide-open AFC. It is. I felt all along, through the highs and lows, the roller coaster, as Aaron Rodgers put it, that this team is going to wind up in the same spot as ever. But I'm open. I'm open to the idea that they could change that narrative. They beat the Patriots. They beat the Colts. I think they could beat anybody in the AFC, except they can also lose to anybody in the NFL. That's sort of the problem here. And then there's the Rodgers situation. Was his performance the other night the sign of things to come? Was it the first step off the cliff here? Or was it just a bad game? And I'm not sure anything that happens against the Cincinnati Bengals is really going to provide ample evidence, you know, either way. Well, it will if he has a horrible game. I shouldn't say that. If he stinks it up against the Bengals, then we've got a five-alarm fire here. 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on this? Maybe the question is, how would you feel? Cabali seems to paint a picture of people would be upset if Art changed coaches before the draft, or that would be like the wrong move to make. I can't imagine a move going over better.
Is this draft just looming over, causing all these lack of moves, becoming almost a negative that it's in Pittsburgh? Reportedly, they're not trading for players because they don't want to compromise their picks in the draft.
I don't believe that. I mean,
we've heard it now on two different fronts, though, with both coaches and player decisions being impacted by the draft being here. Apparently.
I know, but I can't believe they're holding on to fourth round picks because they think it would be real exciting. They have to know, even third round picks, that nobody's going to care by that point. You know, it's a big party for day one. After that, nobody cares. So if you're thinking, man, that would really ruin the fun if we traded a third or fourth round pick, that I find that very hard to believe. In this situation, I do wonder if Art thinks about that, depending on how the season goes from here on out, or if he would think about that. Like, man, how bad would it look on me and the Steelers, and you know, would it tarnish the franchise because we're so damn proud of our three coaches in a million years thing and our calling card of stability? Would we look bad? I think Cabali is definitely on to something there, except it would be an unbelievable party to just get a fresh start, let alone to trade Tomlin to the Giants. And coaches get traded. Like, people think that's crazy. No, it has happened with some frequency, actually, in the NFL. John Gruden is a good example, and there are others. My computer worked, I'd tell you who they are. But it's happened, and it could happen. The Bears called to trade for Tomlin last year. Art basically hung up on him. Can you imagine that, though, Sean? If the Giants came a-calling and you said, we want your first-round pick, you get Tom. I mean, they have their franchise quarterback. You always want the first, second, third, fifth pick in the draft, which is where the Giants are headed. I think they may be headed for the first pick, by the way. But they have their quarterback. So that part's taken care of.
And a star receiver and a star defensive player that they just drafted.
Yeah, well, hopefully a star someday. I mean, he's done almost nothing. But they do have some talent up front defensively, for sure. Their piece, they think, the piece they can't get right is the head coach. If they think that piece is Mike Tomlin, please, please do it. Please take the call. For his sake and for the Steelers' sake and for your sake out there, should it come to that, let's see how this season goes. I think, and this isn't exactly Jimmy the Greek stuff, I think it's headed for where every other season is headed. 9-8, 10-7, and a playoff loss, probably a resounding playoff loss. And that argument that people use, because that would be, what, 4 years in a row, something like that, that the Steelers would have made the playoffs. And there's this argument that people like to put out there, man, a lot of teams would like to sign up for what the Steelers do. Well, that depends on how you frame it. Like, if you went to the owner, if you went to the idiot owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, or some of these other moribund franchises, even them, and you said, I got a deal for you. You're going to make the playoffs a bunch of times in the next 9 years. You'll make it about 60-70% of the time. And the Steelers are 5 for their last 8 and no guarantee, which means they've missed. Or I'm sorry, 4 of their last 7, which means they've also missed 3 of their last 7, which is almost 40% of the time. That doesn't get talked about a lot. There's no guarantee to make it this year. But if you walked up to idiot Woody Johnson and you said, I got a deal for you, Woody. 9 years, for the next 9 years, you're going to make the playoffs 6 times. But you won't come close to winning a playoff game for those 9 years. He would look at you like you were crazy and said, I'm not signing that deal in a second. You go up to the owner of the Arizona Cardinals. You say, I got a deal for you, man. The next decade, you're going to make the playoffs 6 or 7 times. But you're never going to come close to winning a single playoff game for the next decade. If he doesn't punch you in the face, he at least swipes the paper out of your hand that you want him to sign. That's the thing that nobody gets. Nobody's signing up for this over the long term. There's not one franchise in the NFL who, being told you're not going to come close to winning a playoff game, you won't be competitive in a single playoff game for the next 8, 9, 10 years, there's not one franchise who would sign up for that. And it's amazing to me that people don't get it, but the national narrative, it still stands out there. Well, maybe a little less. Maybe a little less. When a Rich Eisen of the world starts to change his tune, maybe less. And I did sense that some last year as well, especially the way that the Ravens playoff game went and the way the Steelers just folded down the stretch. And by the time of the Ravens playoff game, you know, the entire country got to see. Wow, that's the Steelers. I don't know if we have the Kirk Herbstreit quote that we play frequently, but millions and millions of people were watching that and being told, yeah, this happens every year. They literally.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
Wow. Every time I hear that, it's a wow. And we just had Cam Hayward 2 weeks ago talking about their fight. It's still being questioned from within their own walls. Now, then they go out and play a great game against the Colts. They did. But then this. And now what? We're going on 9 years without being competitive in a single playoff game. And yes, they're in first place right now. And yes, and I mean it, I'm open-minded. And when they've played well, I think I've been more than fair. I actually do think they could win a playoff game this year. It's possible in this AFC. How could it not be? They've already beaten two of the top three seeds. But I also feel like it's teetering. Tomlin and Rodgers, it's a very precarious situation. There's never been a story. If they succeed, if they even win a playoff game, I don't think there's ever been a story like this in pro football where you have a coach who's been in the same spot for years and years and started great, went downhill, and then comes back with this aging quarterback who's trying to be really one of two 41-year-old quarterbacks who have ever flourished, and the other guy is a total unicorn in Tom Brady. The Tomlin-Rodgers duo succeeding to the point of any kind of playoff run would be NFL history. It really would. And I don't think it's going to happen. But I'm open to them proving me wrong. I'm also open to taking a call from the New York Giants. I can tell you that. That would be incredible. And should it come to pass that they either miss the playoffs, lose in the first round, get blown out in the first round again, man, you'd have to be crazy to be Art Rooney and think that changing coaches, and especially in a trade where you get a top five pick, would play poorly around here. It would be the big. It would be a Mardi Gras. Interesting quote though from Cabali. There's a guy who's hooked in, right?
Yes, he and Crowley told him. Before he said anything, he said, this answer is probably going to be replayed all day long. It's going to be the big story. And that's still what Kaboom came up with. So interesting that he said that.
412-928-9370. What would you think of that scenario? And where exactly are we going here with the Steelers of 2025? This team now, I talked about the last 8, 9 years. They're going on ninth year without being competitive in a single playoff game. And please don't tell me Jacksonville 45, Steelers 42 was competitive. In fact, it was a debacle. It was 28-0 at one point. It was 45-35 in the final minute. And instead of, as time got down under like 20 seconds, instead of kicking a field goal to cut it to three and then going for an onside kick, which was, you know, anybody who's played Madden football knows that that's what you're supposed to do. Instead of doing that, Tomlin took it to the last second. Juju caught a touchdown pass with 1 second left on the clock. Which means not only did you have to recover an onside kick, you would have had to pick it up Steve Tasker style and run for a touchdown, if that's even legal. Think about that for a second. So don't tell me that game was competitive. That game was an all-time embarrassment. Since then, you've had Browns here and Chiefs there and Bills here and Ravens there, and they've all been debacles. And how much is enough if it happens again? How much is enough? 412-928-9370, off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll talk about all of this next. And when you lose a game like that and you drop to 5-4 and you've been destroyed on primetime television for tens of millions to witness 3 of the last 4 weeks, this stuff's going to start to rumble. This is the business you've chosen if you're Mike Tomlin. This is it, and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to your calls, and we're also going to say goodbye to a legendary Steeler next. Player they parted ways with next. He almost made history. He almost turned this into the 77 Steelers, or the 78 Steelers, I should say, or maybe the 74 Steelers, maybe the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens. He almost did it, and we're going to say a tearful goodbye to a certain Steelers safety. We have a tribute to Juan Thornhill coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out. And then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants.
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
Yeah, it's starting to wane, isn't it? That was Rich Eisen. Now, let's see where it goes. Again, I'm exercising some degree of caution here, but man, if it keeps going this way, these conversations have already started, the same ones as last year. 412-928-9370. It's my belief that Art will not do anything no matter what happens the rest of the season, even if the New York Giants were to call like the Bears did last offseason. To some people, I know that seems, you know, preposterous, the idea of trading a coach, but it's really not. You know, it's happened before. You don't hang up on somebody when they call you with that idea, especially when they have a top five pick, maybe the number one pick, maybe the number one pick. And it's also not so crazy. And that would be the Giants, of course. And there seems to be some winds blowing in that direction of Tomlin getting mentioned as a Giants target. Teams move on from successful coaches. The Patriots moved on from Belichick, for God's sakes. Sean Payton, John Gruden, Andy Reid, people have moved on from those guys. They've been traded, by the way. Belichick actually was traded. Sean Payton was traded. Gruden was traded. It can happen, and it might be the salvation of the Steeler franchise, actually. Now, as far as the other topic that came up today on the morning show, and has come up at various times on all our shows, is what if this devolves into the Steelers falling apart like they did last year, and you have chance of fire Tomlin? I don't think that's going to happen, nor do I think it should. I think the more appropriate chant at that point would be sell the team, because this starts with one guy. Everything here starts with one guy. That's Art II. It starts with him. And if the coach is your problem, if you think the coach is the problem, then you have one guy to blame, and it ain't the coach. But make no mistake, if Mike Tomlin did go to, you know, to market, he would be coveted by other teams. Absolutely, he would. And man, I would pick up that phone if the New York Giants called in a second. Having said that, as I've said multiple times on the show so far today, I'm open to where this season goes. And the two situations that seem to be very uncertain right now are Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen with him in the upcoming weeks? That was a concerning performance. And then, of course, the head coach. The team itself. I mean, is the team any good? They're 29th in offense and 28th in defense in the NFL. That's not good. That's total yards scoring. They're 16th in offense and 22nd in defense. That's unbelievably average, which is where they're 5-4. And that's pretty much where they've been for almost a decade. 5-4. Perpetually 5. They're starting to look like Pitt football, which actually has a big game this week. But I'm talking over time. You know, it's 5-4, 6-4, 7-4, 6-6, 8-6, 9-7, whatever it is. It's starting to become that predictable. And we are going to talk about Pitt football, though, because they're in a different space this year. And it's actually kind of exciting. We'll see what happens. 928-9370, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's hit the line, Sean Myers.
All right, we're going to go to Frederick, Maryland to hear from John.
Hey, John.
What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for having me, and happy Veterans Day. I just got to say, how many more lifelines are we going to give Mike Tomlin when it comes to the draft and the team? I mean, if you look at his previous history, guys, if we keep losing and miss the playoffs, are we going to give this guy this draft class?
Not only would Art give him this draft class, he might give him a contract extension. Mike Tom, here's the thing. It wouldn't surprise me if the Steelers, if they lost the rest of their game. That would surprise me. But if they lost the rest of their games, it wouldn't surprise me if Art gave him a contract extension this offseason. That to me would be way, way less surprising than Art moving on or them coming to some kind of mutual decision. That's just what it is, I think, with Art.
Yeah, but if he loses, look what we've given him. We've allowed him to draft a running back in the first round. We've allowed him to go get his guy in Kenny Pickett. We've allowed him to trade away our picks for Devin Bush, bust, Terrell Edmunds bust, do you trust this man in this draft class?
No.
Do you trust him?
Of course not. Although I will say, to be fair, the last, what, maybe two drafts, three drafts, let me take a closer look here, have been pretty good. They've been pretty good. So maybe that's an Omar.
What do you mean pretty good? Do you think Joey Porter Jr. and Broderick Jones are playing at the level that they were drafted? Do you honestly think that?
Obviously not. But Zach Frazier, Peyton Wilson, Mason McCormick, Keanu Benton, Mount Washington, Nick Herbig. What do you mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about all the guys they've picked. Yes, Broderick Jones and Joey Porter.
Yeah, that was bad. Joey Porter Jr. is a second-round draft pick, and he is a penalty.
Yeah, and then they got Benton and Washington and Herbig. And Benton, Washington, and Herbig. Then they got Fatanu, Frazier, Peyton Wilson, McCormick. Yes, I think their drafts overall have been good. And, yeah, I think Broderick Jones is a disappointment. You got to at least – it can't just – Sean – it can't just all be bad. It can't just all be bad with the draft picks. And yeah, I'm down on Jones and Porter too. But if I were grading these drafts compared to the rest of the NFL, I actually think they're pretty good drafts of late. These past, let's say, three. Two of the last three. We'll find out about this one. It's a little too early. I like Jack Sawyer. Harmon's been up and down. I don't like Caleb Johnson. Black looks like a good player. We'll see about this draft. Next.
We will go to Rob in West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
I'm all for most of the stuff that you're saying, man. That's a hypothetical, man. Like, you tell me I can go to Kennywood but can't go on the Rise. I'm not going. So you're saying if somebody, you ask one of these owners, 6 out of 9 times you're going to play up, but you're going to get blew out. Ain't nobody signing up for that. You just want to get in the dance, Joe. We know you just want to get in the dance. Anything can happen after that. Like a lot of coaches and these owners don't want to hear that, oh, you can get the playoff, but you're going to get blew out. You're not going to be competitive. I mean, we can say that now because it happened, but ask these owners if 7 out of 9 times you get in the playoffs, they'll take that.
No, they wouldn't. No, because it was phrased this way. If I went up to the worst owners in the league, the Jets, the Cardinals, whoever, and I told them, you're going to make the playoffs 6 out of the next 9 years, but just so you know, you're never going to come close to getting a playoff win. None of them would sign up for that because that's part of the deal. You're going to do what the Steelers did the last 8 years. You're going to get to the playoffs 70% of the time, you're never going to come close to winning the playoffs. Would you sign up for that? None of them would.
And guess what, Joe? I mean, I'm all for change too. But I'm going to say this about Tomlin. A lot of these franchises had Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and they never bounced back yet. I can start naming them. Saints had Drew Brees. They didn't bounce back yet. The Chargers had Phillip Rivers. They didn't bounce back yet. New England's probably the only team to look like they're doing something. Tomlin been doing a good job with nothing, man. He's been doing a good job with nothing.
When
Joe.
You say I mean, nothing, when you say nothing, how much responsibility does he have for the roster?
I don't know.
How much responsibility? I do a lot.
Hear me out, Joe.
Okay,
hear me out real quick.
No. First, you said something. First, listen to me.
Okay. I got one more.
How much responsibility does he have for the nothing that you talk about? How much responsibility, and the answer to that isn't, I'm not guessing at the answer to that, it's a hell of a lot. Secondly, how much responsibility does he have for hiring coordinators? The answer to that is he hires the coordinators, and those are just facts, man. And third of all, when you talk about where these franchises have gone without their quarterbacks, yeah, that's true, but then that begs the question, Rob. What did the Steelers do in Ben's prime for 10 years from 2010 to, let's say, 19 before he got hurt, or 18, let's say 8 or 9 years? They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything in that stretch either, 11 to 19.
You remember the years Sean McVay lost his quarterback? He was ready to run to the TV and do broadcasting.
He took Jared Goff. He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl.
Did you remember? You ever hear what I just said, Joe? The year Matthew Stafford, one of them was hurt, and they had a top pick that they gave to somebody, he was ready to quit. lot of these guys got $50 million quarterbacks, Joe. They're doing nothing.
He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl.
I know, but
he's 87 and 54. He's 8-5 in the playoffs. He went to the NFC Championship last year. What are we talking about here?
We're talking about that Tom is not as bad as everybody says he is. I'm all for change, Joe. I'm with you. But we're bashing him like he's never done. Listen, I just named it, Joe. Those franchises hasn't done nothing yet. The Jazz and Eli ain't shake back yet. Tomlin had quarterback after quarterback after quarterback.
What did he do with Ben? What did he do with Ben from 11 to 18? Anything? I think they got to one championship game. Did they win? Did they win with Brown, Antonio Brown, and Bell? Did I miss something?
No, you ain't missed nothing. They didn't win.
Nobody's saying, at least I'm not, that Tomlin is a bad coach. I think he's a good coach. My solution is, you, for his sake and the Steelers' sake, you trade him to a place like the Giants. He goes in there a conquering hero, and they move on from nine. See, you act like this is just since Ben left. This is going on 9 years without being competitive in a single playoff game. Vince freaking Lombardi only coached for 11 years in the league. Jimmy Johnson for 9. Tomlin has gone a coaching lifetime, almost a decade, without having been competitive in one game, even though for multiple years he had been in his prime.
Joe, your buddy up in Buffalo is going to get fired this year because he can't win with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he stinks.
He's done. Listen, a lot of these coaches don't have a clue. They got $50 million quarterbacks, franchise quarterback. He can't do nothing. He went to the playoffs with Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here, man?
What are we talking about?
He's not as bad as everybody says he is. Get rid of Tom. I'm all for change, but don't kick the man while he's going.
He didn't go to the playoffs with Duck Hodges. But anyways, it's just the truth at this point with Tomlin.
I know I'm with you, Joe. I mean, I'm all for change, but I would start with the coordinators. If you don't want to listen, he's at the point now. If you ask me, it's time to be CEO Tomlin. Just oversee everything and hear things. If you don't like something, you say something. Get you a defensive coordinator. Let him run his scheme.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's done a terrible job of hiring coordinators, and he wants to be the defensive coordinator. He had Brian Flores in the building and could have just stayed with him, but his ego wouldn't allow that. He wants to design the defense. Where has that gotten him? Anyway, Sean, where are we here? Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold with some snow flurries today and a high of 37. You can take your choice there, Carnell Lake or Yarko Ruutu. Who are you going with there? I'm sticking with Carnell Lake, I think, much as I loved Ruutu.
Yeah, I'll go Carnell Lake.
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, we have Nick Faribault from Penn Live on all things Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.